Meditations, Words from Jesus.
Lighting candles. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. A small candle can be seen from far away when it's dark. When great darkness comes over the land, your little candle will shine so brightly. You may feel small and insignificant, but no matter who you are and the circumstances of your life, you can shine with my light and help to light the unlit candles of the world. It doesn't take a giant flame to light the wick of another candle. So light as many candles as you can. Soon there will be millions of lit candles all around the globe, shining with my light. Even in the darkest time the world has ever known, shine that light and pass it on. You're constant. Be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. I am the constant in your life. Everybody and everything else can fail, disappoint, and pass away. But I will never fail, never disappoint, and I will be with you until the end of the world and beyond, for eternity. I am your basic building block, your cornerstone. I am the foundation of your faith, the Alpha and the Omega, your beginning and your end, and the love of your life. I constantly love you, care for you, and live for you. That's why you can call me your constant, because I am the ever-present in which you can abide, the sum total of everything. I am surer than life itself. Let this be your comfort. Let this build and strengthen your faith. Let me flood your life with my constant, never-ending, continuous love. Wind of love. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. Do you hear the wind? Listen to the wind of my love. Let the gentle breeze pick you up and carry you into my arms, where you can abide with me in sweet communion. Let it blow away all of your cares, all of your worries, and all of your burdens. The wind of my love will also whisper in your ears the words of love and encouragement that I wish to speak to you. Let the wind of love cleanse you, carry you, and whisper to you. Let the wind of my love blow gently upon the embers of your spirit and light the fire of your faith so that it may burn brightly for me. Tranquility. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1. What do you think of when you hear the word tranquility? There are many pictures that people associate with tranquility. Perhaps a calm lake where the water is like glass and there is no wind or waves. Perhaps a field of delicate flowers that are standing perfectly still. Or maybe you think of a winter's day when the snow falls and shrouds the earth in peaceful silence. However you picture tranquility, that is the way that I want you to be in your heart. I want your heart to be tranquil and at rest. I don't want you to be troubled. In order to find this tranquility, take time to meditate on me. True tranquility of spirit can only come from me as you take time in prayer and meditation. So take the time and find the tranquility you need. Let my spirit flow through you. I am peace and calm, and you can savor my presence as you meditate upon me and my word. Let me fill your thoughts with images of harmony and quiet, and praise me for my peaceful, tranquil nature. The benefits. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1, 2 and 3. Battles make you stronger. Hardships teach you resolve and perseverance. Crushings squeeze out the bad and bring forth the good. Fires of testing burn out the dross and purify you. Loneliness draws you closer to me. Inadequacy helps you to realize how much you need me. Sorrow gives you compassion. Difficulties cause you to praise and thank me for the good times. The rains of adversity help to clear your vision as you keep your eyes on me. So count it all joy when you face trials and temptations, knowing that in all these things you will be more than conquerors in me. Security blanket. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. Let my love envelop you like a warm blanket. Let the comfort of my presence shield you from the cold of night. Let me impart to you the sweet assurance of my love and concern. I will wrap my protective covering around you and keep you snuggled in the warm blanket of my love. I am your security blanket that you can depend on to soothe your ruffled nerves and silence your fears. In me you will find the quiet assurance that I'm going to take care of everything. You don't need to worry because it's all in my hands. The key to peace. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. John 14:27. The key to peace is not in the absence of confusion, but in your frame of mind. Sometimes it might seem like you can't even hear yourself think. But that isn't an obstacle too great for me to overcome. I will give you peace of mind and heart as you surrender these to me. As you go about your work for me, imagine my mind working through your mind, my thoughts coming through your thoughts, my spirit enhancing your spirit. I have promised you that you can do all things in me, as I will strengthen you to carry out my will. So whenever you're tempted to look at yourself and to focus on your lacks, stop and visualize my spirit in you, and then go on to do all things through me. I am your coach. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure. 1 Corinthians 10:13. When you're battling it out in a boxing ring and you've been giving it your best and you're bruised, tired, your body aches, and you just want it to be over, I call a timeout. I pour my refreshing, revitalizing waters over you. I tell you that there is only one round left and that the enemy is as good as defeated. I tell you that I know you can make it if you will just fight a little longer. I train you. I know what you're capable of. I know that you're guaranteed to win if you just don't give up. As you rest and regain your strength, I remind you of why you're fighting. I inspire you with visions and promises of the rewards to come. I tell you that though the stakes are high, the price is well worth it. I tell you that your opponent is twice as tired as you are, that he's already beaten And if you'll just go out there for this last round, you'll knock him out. This fight is yours.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.